Okay, we continue in Siman Kuf Tzadiches, halachas of taking out the mace and the levayas and tzidei gadin, all this wonderful subjects, wonderful exciting subjects.
Dalit through you, Dalit.
So we're doing up to Sif Dalet, yeah. I mean, starting Sif Dalet. So b'chol ha-meisim, and all meisim amar la-haitzia l'menuchas by all meisim, the faster you get the body buried, the better. Aval ba'av ve'imay, but a father or mother shechayev laspidam l'kain aleihem harbe, but a father or mother that you chayev to say a hesped and to be mekainen wail or whatever. Hamemar la'tzimah is a maguna, then the opposite. If you quickly try to bury, then it's no good. Ela im kein hoya erev Shabbos or erev Yom Tov, unless it was erev Shabbos or erev Yom Tov. Aisha hayu kshamim mezalfen al hamita, or if there's rain that's sprinkled on the that's going on the mita, so and it's going to get destroyed, right? Not destroyed, whatever. Bizyonis. Hey, im yesh beis mason. If there's two mason, zeshem es tchila matzian oset tchila ba'ach kachas hasheni. Whichever one died first, you go to that funeral first, and then the second one. After they bury the first one, ain't going to love a shura. They don't do the shura, you know, the row, the two rows of people, and they walk through. Ain't going to love birchas aveilim. You don't say the birchas aveilim, right? That's the amokam or tachumi aveilim kadeshloi laakiv kuras hasheni. You don't want to push off the second ones, so you go quickly from one levaya to the next. And writes in lahalan as a rishon of kvayde. And if you want to leave over. Excuse me, the first one, because of its covenant, ain ma'akunas hasheni mishvilzeh, then don't push off the second one. Ela kovenas miyad, bury him right away. Meaning, if you have one that for whatever reason the relatives are going to still come, so don't say, okay, well, we have to bury the first one, the one who died first, so therefore we can't bury the second one. No, you bury the second one first, and that's fine. So let's say one is a Talmud Chacham, one is an Am Aretz. Metzian is a Talmud Chacham Tchila. Talmud Chacham goes first. Afilu im Am Aretz meis Tchila, even if the Am Aretz died first. Ish ve'isha, Metzian is a Isha Tchila. If a man and a woman died, then you put the Levaya for the woman goes first. Afilu im Ish meis Tchila, even if the man died first. Of Siv, Atama Sham Miriam atikavar Sham, Samach Lamisa Kfura. Right? Close to her Misa was her death. So for women, your women jump the line. So I call a murder demise al Adam Kosher Shemes. Anybody who cries because of an Adam Kosher who died, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sifron HaManichon HaBeis Genozov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts it and puts it in his hidden storage house. He is a tikkun lava and carry, and that is a tikkun for the Avera of Zera Levatala, Vatzala, Labana, Vaktanam, and Amisa, Rachmona Litzlan, and to save young kids from Misa. Somebody who sees a mace and doesn't participate in the levaya, he's over on the issur of laughing at people who are poor, which is the dead, and he should go to chayim. At the minimum, be malava 4 amos. And welcome shein tzarach l'laveyu, and in place where you don't have to be malava, which is the next sif. Come welcome tzarach lamed b'fun of you, at least stand in front of him, loy lefnei ha-meis hu oimid, and you're not standing in front of the mace for the mace's sake. Elam b'mei ha-oiskim b'oi, she'em asukim b'mitzvahs. You're standing for those that are oisik in the mitzvah. So that's a fascinating thing. You know, when they start bringing the mace out, everybody stands up. You're not standing up for the mace. You're standing up for the people who are being Isaac in the mace, who are doing a mitzvah. The same din with all any dvar mitzvah. You stand up. Right? The Gemara says that the
Is that why you
people.
stand up by a chuppah? Because they're doing a mitzvah?
Yes.
Or because they're a king and queen?
No, pashtus is because they're doing a mitzvah. Right, that's why I know Rav David Cohn, he should live and be well. It stands for the whole chuppah. He holds you're not allowed to sit by a chuppah. Because and that's why I think with the minhag is that you stand for the bris. So people think it's Eliyahu HaNavi, could be also, but you stand for people doing mitzvahs. The halacha says if you're supposed to stand for a gabbai tzedakah who comes around collecting. test. Mistama, everybody learned Mishnah. When he dies, you are a Mavatal Talmud Torah. In order to be Malavim, which means that everybody in the city needs to stop learning. So the question becomes, this is a $1 million question, how is it that when you know there's a Levaya in town, that every yeshiva doesn't stop learning to go? So the Pesach can basically say, when you live in such a big city, then it's not, you don't have to. But Enochanavi would be a small city, or Sheyoshev unfortunately has Levayas fairly often. So yeah, it's Pashut that you have to stop learning to go to be part of Levaya. I don't know if you have to sit there for this Beidim, but for the Levaya. But for a woman and a Tinoik, the minig is you don't have to. And children are never mevatel. Even binyan beis hamikdash ain't mevatel some. Even binyan beis hamikdash we're not mevatel. You tzrichin. You got to be very careful that you should not have women being seen together with men. When they're going to a funeral, mikoshkin bechazarasim, definitely on the way back. There's a sakana with that. Those that are carrying the mita, like the casket or the whatever, the what do you call it, the aron, should not wear sandals on the feet. Shame below give you can leap up a regal because they don't have heels to them and they fall off the feet. Meaning sometimes you shouldn't wear Crocs because they may fall off, then you're gonna delay the levaya. But shoes ain't kpeda, there's no kpeda. Yud Beis, Kishamagina Amas in a kever. When you get to Be'erach 30 Amas from the kever, Yamdu Imoi Kol Dalar Amas, then you stop every Dalar Amas, Kishi Yamid Zayin Pamim, Kineged Zayin Mamodas. You stop 7 times next to because of the 7 Mamodas. Right? I mean, I've seen Levias that they still do this. Shem Keneged Zion Havolim Shebekehelas. Right, the 7 times Havol Havolim, that it says incorrect.
I believe Chabad does it.
Chabad does
It's
it?
about 7 times, yeah.
Okay, interesting. B'zayin B'doyrei Gehenim from the 7 and the 7 rooms of Gehenim. B'zayin Dinim Hacholfim Al Ames and the 7 judgments that go after the Ames. Will be Yom Shein Oimrim Tachanun Ein Tzrich Lamed, and when we don't on days you don't say Tachanun, you don't have to stand up. Ki Oz Ein HaDin Kosha, because then the din is not so difficult. V'yishu Ma'at Shom, and then stay there a little bit, meaning you don't stop and say anything, just stop. Shezeu Ktsas Kapara La'Meis, it's a little bit of a kapara for the mace. Yud Gimel Kishe Boim Lebeis HaKvaras, when they get the Beis HaKvaras, Mishu Le'Ros HaKvarim Lamed Yom, somebody who has not seen a kever for 30 days. Fine, which is meaning you're saying that Hashem is always correct. Meaning it's one of the Avelim should start it. If not, then whoever's the most chashuv there should do it.
You say Hashem's name my mason?
Why not?
Because I've seen the tefillah outside the thing, and it says Baruch Atah. It just it doesn't say
Yeah?
bracha. I'm saying Elokeinu Melech Olam. I don't
That's
know.
probably Al Sheamus.
Oh yeah,
That's what I think.
you've seen that before also, no?
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
it's the whole bracha.
I think. There's no tzidik when you don't say tachlan. You do it after chatzos too, because it's less than an erev yomtiv. Talmud Chacham, you say on all those days, it's even before Chatzos. Okay. We should, again, never need to know these halachas. And we should only hear Besudas Toivus and have a fine night.